Thank you for calling FM Billing Services. How may I assist you?
Yeah, hi. This is Deborah Siebels calling. I got a bill from LabCorp, and I've never gotten an invoice on it. They said Medicare denied it, but no reason why. I didn't know. Give me more information on that.
Could you please just allow me a minute, and could you please help me with a detail first so I can just pull up your records?
Sure.
Yeah, please go ahead.
It's Deborah Siebels, and what did you ask me for? Birth date?
Date of birth.
9-23-55-55.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, so I believe it's 9-23-19-55, right?
19-55-55.
So sorry, could you please come again?
September 23rd.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, could you please confirm your name?
Deborah Siebels.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, how may I assist you on this?
I'm sorry, I don't even know what this blood test, why it was denied or what it was for. I mean, I don't know why they would deny it.
Could you please confirm your date of service?
5/22, May 22nd, it says.
Okay, just allow a minute. So you mean to say that the amount was denied, is it?
$245. I keep getting things from LabCorp for $245. I'm sorry, I'm choking.
No.
But what it was for. Paul?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, could you please just allow me a minute? I'm just checking up.
Sure.
Thank you. So you measured the lab on that day, right? On May 22, 2005.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see here there is no outstanding balance. Yes, everything is clear.
You've got no outstanding balance, and they're saying I owe them $245.
No, don't worry about that. I can even cross-check with my senior. Could you just be on hold? I can see that there is no outstanding balance,
sure.
But just to make sure, I have to cross-check with my senior, okay? Just allow me a minute. 254,
right.
You mentioned, right?
No, 245.
245, just allow me a minute.
But they keep billing, I keep getting a bill from them, and I'm like, I don't even know what it's for.
Okay, just allow me a minute.
Oh, sorry, 265. You still there?
Yeah, I can listen to you.
265.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just to make sure that you're receiving bill from LabCorp or you're receiving bill from MFM. Yeah.
I'm LabCorp, LabCorp.
LabCorp. Okay.
I've gotten a second one.
Mm-hmm. Just allow
the second time they've invoiced me.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. Just allow me a minute, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
I've had me reason not getting billed. Why are these people not getting paid? You said Medicaid denied.
When I get these things, it says you may owe. I have to go right and say, okay, and you send me a bill.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you for thank you for holding the line. Want to tell you that we are from billing departments from MFM. So I will advise you that call LabCorp for that. Because
I did.
Yeah, you did? Okay. And
what did
say?
That's why.
Mm-hmm. What did it say?
Said it was denied by Medicare. They said it was denied by Medicare. And I'm like, why? So you must have submitted the billing.
And Medicare is
but I've never heard.
Mm-hmm. And what's at the Medicare?
I don't know. I have nothing. I have no. I've never gotten paperwork on it. I have no invoice. I have no nothing. All I do is
mm-hmm.
keep getting a bill from something called LabCorp for $265.65.
Mm-hmm.
I just called them and they said it's for service at MFM.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, why did MFM file for it? And they said, well, mm-hmm. Medicare denied it. And I'm like, I'm not sure why. I've never had Medicare deny anything.
Mm-hmm. But I wanted to tell you that I can tell you that you haven't. We are not able to see that any bill. So I don't think that you have to worry about that MFM. Because I can see that from MFM there is no outstanding balance from MFM. And if LabCorp is saying that you're receiving bill from MFM, I'm just worried about that, how they are saying this.
Now, I had blood work done, apparently, on that day.
Mm-hmm.
So did if the blood work would have gone in with my MFM file, correct? And you guys would have submitted it to Medicare. And this is LabCorp telling me Medicare denied it. And I want to go... Did Medicare deny it because it was already paid? I have no reason on why Medicare would deny it or why I would get a separate bill from LabCorp. I've never gotten a separate bill from LabCorp.
Mm-hmm.
I've had blood work done there a number of times and never gotten a separate bill from LabCorp.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, is it a scam? You know, I don't know.
So don't worry about that. I will just say don't worry about that. MFM haven't generated you any bill. So... If LabCorp is saying that MFM is doing the billing, okay, I agree with you, but I can't see that anything from our end. So I will advise you that don't worry about that. MFM
okay, but you do have a number on there. You have a you have a date there, 5/22, that shows that I had blood work, correct?
Yeah. I can see that there is a lab work has been happened.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you, and you bill that all to my Medicare?
Just allow me a minute.
I have Medicare and I have a secondary. What's the secondary? Aetna?
Yes.
Yeah. I have a secondary with Aetna, so I should have no bill.
Hello?
Yep, I'm still here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for the... just wanted to pass this call to my senior. Actually, I had a word with my senior, and he wanted to talk to you. So can I just put this call? Okay, just allow me a minute. Thank you so much.
Peppermint?
Hey, Jawa, this is Rick. How is it going for you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. So, I'm not really sure what is going on, but I heard that you received a bill from Middleton Family Medicine for the date of service,
no.
May 22nd.
No, I did not receive a bill from Middleton Family Medicine. I received a bill from LabCorp.
Oh, so
but I had no idea what it would. Well, I have no idea what it was for.
Okay.
So I finally called them, and they said it came from Middleton Family Medicine. So apparently I had blood work done that day, but I don't know why you're showing it as a zero balance and they're billing me.
So,
because normally all my blood work goes through with my
insurance.
You know, I mean, I've had blood work done a few times this year, and I've never gotten a separate bill.
Okay, just give me a minute. And what is the amount that you are receiving the bills for?
$265.65.
Okay. And have you talked with LabCorp regarding this?
I just talked to LabCorp, and they said it was denied by Medicare, and that's why they're billing me. But it was for a patient visit with Middleton Family Medicine.
Okay, just give me a minute because I do see. Let me just open the encounter summary over here. Because there are a few things which are performed in Middleton Family Medicine, and I think all of your lab work was performed over here. But let me see what are the
yes, it was.
For. So yeah, I do see that your blood work, yeah, it was performed here. That was billed from Middleton Family Medicine. Just give me a minute. Because I'm not sure what services they are billing you for, but just give me a minute. Let me see if I can find out.
Okay.
And that lab, was that for your annual physical or that was?
I don't even remember. I've been in and out of here so many times and had so much blood work done, and it was May 22nd.
Okay, just give me a minute.
I think I did have a physical.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's when I did have a physical. I can't get on my Aetna thing anymore.
Let me see if that was for your physical. Just give me a minute.
What's the physical? I think they did if I'm correct, they might have done a measles. No, what was the thing that was going around to everybody?
Yeah.
They might have done a measles. Tighter that wasn't covered.
So on.
But it says nothing. I got nothing. You know, I'm like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me see. So there was few things that were billed with Middleton Family Medicine. So all of your lab work, blood work, lipid panel, and other things were billed with Middleton Family Medicine. And then. So there was one more thing. I believe that is the one that LabCorp is billing you for. So that was a rubella or measles.
A measles titer?
Yeah. So I think that's the one they are billing you for because that has not been billed from our side. Yeah,
it did not go into Medicare with my other blood work.
No, that was not from our side because this was done in by LabCorp. So this was performed. So I think you.
It was right there in your office. I mean, it was in the new office. I was in the back room somewhere, and they sent me in there for blood work.
Yeah, I think it was sent out to LabCorp to perform the test.
And that would not have just gone in with my billing I don't know.
It would have been for
trying
the
to figure out why it was not submitted.
No,
to figure out why it wasn't submitted.
No, it would have been for the same date of service, so for 5/22.
Yeah.
But that does not go from our side. That was LabCorp that is billing it because it was not performed in Middleton Family in Middleton, the MFM.
It was performed in Middleton.
Oh, sorry. It was not performed.
It was.
So, yeah.
It was performed in your office.
Like kind of the test was sent out to LabCorp. So the samples were sent out to LabCorp. So they were the one who, how can I explain you on that? They were the one who.
They're the ones that do the testing.
Yeah.
Right. They run the test, but I'm with all the blood work I had done, why was that not sent with my Medicare? I don't, you know.
So I think that this might was this was also billed to Medicare, but I'm not really sure because I don't have any billing summary for LabCorp on my side. So I'm not really sure.
Me neither. I've got nothing. I've got nothing from you. I've got nothing from Medicare, and I got nothing from LabCorp other than a you owe me. And I'm like, I don't even know what this is for.
do they have you? Oh, yeah, they already sent that claim to Medicare, right? They have already submitted that claim.
They're saying it was denied, but like I said, I have no denial. I have nothing. I have nothing related to this other than some arbitrary text that came in saying I owed $265. And I'm like, I don't even know who I owe it to or what it was for. Mm-hmm. So I called them. I'm like, what is this for? And that's when they said you had blood work done at Middleton Family Medicine that was not covered.
And I'm like,
did you run? Did it run through my Medicare and my secondary?
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying you didn't run it, or nurses did it at your location?
So, I have no idea on that because I don't have any summary, so I'm not sure why it got denied, what happened over there. If I had that, I would have come to a resolution on that.
But you would have submitted it because it came from your office. Correct.
That was not billed from our side. So that's the thing. It was billed from LabCorp side. So they were the one directly billing. Because if they and we both bill it, then the insurance will deny the claim, stating it is a duplicate. So we can't bill that right from both sides.
All right. I went in and I can't remember her name. I can't remember. I went in. I had an appointment with her. She had me walk next door.
Mm-hmm.
Girl said just come back from lunch. She had me walk next door and then in your office, and then I left. And then I haven't heard anything about it until, of course. So even though they did it in your office, it was the lab. There was not your personnel. It was LabCorp So it went to LabCorp to be reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
So who submitted it to Medicare to get the denial?
LabCorp. So that will be LabCorp. They are the one. Yeah, they are the one who submitted that claim. From their side, everything else was billed from our side. The lab blood work that was billed from our side, and I think you had office visit as well, right, on that day. So that was also billed from our side.
I had office visit. Yes, that's when they said we'll do this blood work.
So yeah,
that's why I'm surprised it's not coming from you.
Yeah, that was also billed from
our side. And then I have nothing on it from you guys.
So if you like, you can have a chat with Medicare regarding this. Let me see what I can do. I can talk to my manager, and she can talk to LabCorp regarding this.
Thank you. If they could figure it out, that would be wonderful. And so, because if it went to Medicare, it should have gone to Aetna afterwards for anything that was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I don't know who submitted it, who didn't. I don't know, because I just assumed since it was done at Middleton Family, and I didn't get, you know, I never received a bill for my physical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
with everything else until I started getting this arbitrary text saying I owe the money with no reference.
Okay, no, yeah, let us see what we can do. I can ask my manager to talk with them. But, I would still advise you to call Medicare once, like what went.
I will try, but I have nothing to call them on because I don't have an invoice from Medicare.
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah, because we don't have anything. So, yeah, I would have called Medicare. But
I have nothing. I don't have an invoice from you, and I don't have an invoice from Medicare. All I've got is these people, and I don't even have an invoice from them. So I'm like, I'm just not going to just send off money to somebody over the phone that I don't know, and I don't know what it's about, you know?
Yeah, I do get that, yeah.
But I also need to, if Medicare rejected it, then it still should have gone to my secondary. So who's...
But with that, if your primary denies the claim, then we can't directly send that to your secondary insurance. Your primary needs to make some kind of payment on that, or deductible, copay, coinsurance. If there is anything like that applied on the claim, then we can send that to your secondary. If you directly do
so,
that,
even if they deny it, the secondary won't pick it up.
Yeah, won't pay anything on that. Then secondary won't pay anything.
All right.
Yeah,
well, if we could figure this out, that would be great.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let me see what we can do on this. But yeah, I would still advise you to talk to LabCorp once if they can rebuild that claim or resubmit that claim from their side.
All right.
Otherwise, just
All right.
have a concern on this one from my side. Yeah.
All All right. Well, I'd like them to send me an invoice on it, too, not just some arbitrary text that doesn't explain what it is.
Yeah, what are the charges?
Right.
What was billed? Yeah, I do get that, yeah. Okay, Deborah.
All right.
Let
so you're
going
to look into it. And then. All right. Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I can get back to you on this by next week.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. No, thank you, Deborah.
I appreciate the help. Thank you so much.
Yep. You have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.